by Shvisa Kamaisa. You lost the first one.
The Hecha Diyotza Kuchnitzchum, Engelele Mimokum Shememerlo Al Alpai. That's from the time where you were told that that's it, that's where you have the 2,000 amos. Even if they're overlapping. Ain't no holy, Mimokum Shekalu Sham. Bahala Klub. Can't go from there one step. Because the fact that they're overlapping is insignificant, is irrelevant. Ulalishna Achrina, according to the other Lashon Rashi, said, Hachim Etaritz. This is the answer. Kivin de lo shavas b'aver mechitza shnia, lo yahavinen le beis shvisos. We don't give in both tchumim, because you weren't in the mechitzas of both tchumim when Shabbos came in. Ela ohai islay, ohai islay. You do give them one, either this or that. Right? The overlapping has some validity, but not enough to give you two tchumim. If they overlap, so then you can go back home and you get your original tum. But you don't, you can only go back home. You can use that overlapping to get back home. But then you only have the tum of your house. And if they don't overlap, then you only have the new tum and you can't go back home. You can't go more than 2,000 amos in the direction of your house. The Lashon Arisha Nira Hagen. Rashi says, I like the first Lashon that we spoke about yesterday better. Okay. Mara says, now, V'heicha de lo shavas lo. Right? Mara says, oh, but he didn't, you, Rabba, still would hold that even where you didn't learn shoves in the mechitzas, that included both tchumim before Shabbos. Still, there's an idea of overlapping tchumas. For Asnan, Rebbe Lezer Omer, Shtayim Yikonis, Gimelo Yikonis, our Mishnah, says, Rebbe Lezer says, that if you go only two amos out of the tchum, you can go back in. Why? Because they gave you Dalet Amos. And Dalet Amos is not Dalet Amos to all directions. It's you're in the middle of the Dalet Amos, and you have two amos to each direction. So the Chora, your tchum of two amos, since you only went two amos out, is not overlapping, but here it's continue. It's exact. It touches the other tchum. They are they're tzamud. They're dovuk, as Rashi says. They're exactly one next to the other. Okay, see Rashi. So my lav, Rebbe Lezer l'tameh. Why does Rebbe Lezer hold that if you only go two amos out of the tchum, you can go back in? Right? Isn't it because he holds the Amar Vahu Be'emtza? Right? The Arba Amos, the Yahuvi, the Rabbanan, commanded Midlon and Domi, the Ka'omar Yikonis. Alma have lost Tumi Milsi. What do you see over here? That from Belezer, you see that if your Tumim even don't overlap, but they're continuous, you can go back in and you get both Tumim. You get your two Amos till the Tum, and then, since it's continuous with the tchum, you're back to where you were started. You're back in your tchum. And since in this case, even if they're not overlapping, but they're continuous, it's good. Kolchke, in the case where they're overlapping. But tznan rebelezer omer, mishiyotze chutz l'tchum beiz amos, yikonis. If he left walked out of the tchum just two amos, so he can go back in. Aval gimel lo yikonis. But three amos, he can't go back in. Lo yikonis. My high shiura, the knocket loud. Why did what's the shiur of two amos? Where he gave him a grace of two amos? Why the two amos? Rav Rebbe Lezer Tameh, isn't that because Rebbe Lezer goes according to his reasoning? The omer b'mas nisan, gabi dalet amos, shenosnu chachamim liyotze chutz l'tchum. The fact that the chacham gave somebody four amos, when they go out of the tchum, they can move within four amos. That he's in the middle of those four amos. They gave him two amos to every direction, not four amos to every direction. That's what Rebbe Lezer holds. Sheish l'rechol tzida beiz amos. L'fichol zesh yotze beiz amos chutz l'tchum. Kivin de beiz amos of devukos lo b'tchum. They're continuous with the tchum. They don't overlap the tchum, but they're continuous. Where these two amos end, the tchum starts. Svir Rebbe Lezer the commandim uvloim b'tchum edomim. Rebbe Lezer holds that they're considered like it's overlapping, and then you get both tchumim. Umutali kones amanilse. You see that it's significant. The Lishna Kama havitiyufte. Right. This question is a good question according to the first way we learned that Rabbah doesn't hold the chlal that have lost Chumim helps. Avalishna Basra lo Nohirali. According to the second Lashon, I don't understand what the question is. The Haloka Asri Leila Mahadir, they never gave him, even according to the first Lashon, Rabbi Holds, you can go back home. Uman the Goris Lamatharish, the one who is Goris, that last Lashon, would have to explain it the following way. The Kivan the Harlo Havamuv Los, Elad Vukos, here it's not overlapping. It's only continuous. Vafilu Hachishari, still it's Mutter. Shmamino Havlo, Dover Gogelhu, the Hechad the Mivlo in Chatchumahave. That if it would be overlapping, it would be better. You'd have to say that shot. So Mara says, Omer le Rabba Barbar Chana Labaya, so Rabba Barbar Chana came to the defense of Rabba, and he said to Abaya, Midr Velozer, Komosisle, Lamat, what are you asking a kash on Rabba from Rebbe Lezer? The Rabbanan argue on Rebbe Lezer, and they say you're not allowed to go back into the Tchum, even if your four Amos are exactly equal to the Tchum. They hold you can't go back in. Omer le in, Dishmi Elimine, Demar, because I heard from Rabba, Ad kan lo pligi rabbana leid Rebbe Lezer le dvar arushus, avo dvar mitzvah modile. And our mission is talking about dvar mitzvah. And the rabbanan also agree you could go back into the Tchum if your four Amos are continuous with the Tchum. So what's it called? If you didn't go out more than four Amos. Or if they would hold that you're in the middle of the four Amos if you didn't go out more than two Amos. So, and our Mishnah is talking where you went out the Shei Mitzvah. So it seems that if continuous Tchumim is something, surely overlapping Tchumim is something, like we said. So that was the question why Abaya asked this question on Rabba. Umidah Rebbe Lezer, Osis Leilamat, Ha Pligi Rabbanan, Alei Masisim. Rabbanan argue and say you can't go back in. So it's obvious that the overlapping Tchumim are nothing. Mara says, Midvar Mitzvah Modilei. So Rabba said, Abaya said, no, I heard from Rabba that the Chachamim don't argue on Rebbe Lezer where it's the Dvar Mitzvah. Umasnisim, Demishi Yotze, Brishus, Dvar Mitzvah. They call a Rabba Le'el, Dahavlo, Lomahanya. That's the kasha. Okay. The Chol Ayotzim Lahatzel Chozim Koma. So the Mishnah says that whoever goes out to save somebody, property, or lives, or whatever, is allowed to go back. Vafilu Tuva, right? Eilis Mash, we can go back even more than 2,000 Amos. Right? And the Amos Reisha Alpayim Amosulo. The Reisha says that from where you're told that you're not needed anymore, you only have 2,000 Amos. So here it's mashma that you can go back no matter how much it is. And for the Reish, it's mashma you only have 2,000 Amos. On Rav Yehuda Marav, Shechozim Bikli Zayin Koman. No, it's not that you have more than 2,000 Amos. What it says, Chozim Koman means to the end of the 2,000 Amos. So what's the Chiddush? The Reish said it in the Reisha. The Chiddush is they can go back with their weapons. They can carry their weapons back. Well, my kusha, that's the question to begin with. Dilma lahatzil shani. Right? Maybe the case of lahatzil is pikuach nefesh, that's different than the cases where you went out for Eidus HaChodesh or whatever. Eidus HaChodesh, they gave you 2,000 amas. But if you're going out for war, there you're allowed to go back even if it's more than 2,000 amas. Eli'i kasha ha'kasha. If the kasha is like this, tisnan, barishona lohoyu zazim misham kol hayom. Right? Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah, then in the beginning, when they would go for Eidus HaChodesh, so they gave him permission to go out of the Tchum, but once they were out of the Tchum, they were stuck. And that was it. And when they got where they were going, they had that whole Chatzar to walk, but nothing more. Right? They stayed in the Chatzar that they came to. That was considered like Dalet Amos. And since the Rabbanah gave them Rishus, they gave them Rishus for the whole area that's within the Mechitzas, but not more than that. Hiskin Rav Gamliel, I was looking, people stopped coming. They didn't want to be confined to that Chatzar the whole Shabbos. In the Beis Hamikdash, so Rav Gamliel Azaken made a takana sheyesh lem alpayim amos lechol ruach, that they have 2,000 amos beyond the chotzer of the Beis Hamikdash. Velo elu bilvad amru, not only the people who came for Eidus HaChodesh, el afilu chachoma habor liyalit, a midwife that comes to help somebody give birth, the habor lahatzel min hagayis, or somebody who comes to help in a battle, umin hanor, or for a flood. Umin ha-mapolis, or an earthquake, umin ha-dleika, or a fire, harihen ka'an shi ha'ir, v'yesh lo ma'payim amal l'chol ruach, v'sulo, right? And here it says, even somebody who comes for to save at a battle. And still it says, only 2,000 amas. So, v'ha amras, kol ha-yotzim v'ha-tzul chozim komen, afilu tuva. And we just said that we're making a difference between where you're coming to save people in a battle and stam people who go out for what's called pikuach nefesh, that when it comes to a battle, they let you go back as much as you want. And here the Mishnah says not like that. So the Beferish Mishnah, that even going out to save in a war, you can only go back 2,000 amas. So Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, shechozim b'chli zayinim komen, enachanami, that Mishnah that seems to say that you have an unlimited amount to go back, it's not talking about an unlimited amount of space, of length. You only have 2,000 amas. But you're allowed to go back with what you call with your weapons. Kidatanya. When they finished the battle, they would leave their weapons in the nearest house, close to the wall of the city, not to bring it more than that into the city. They were able to leave the weapons, and after that they couldn't carry them. Right? And then one time the Goyim recognized the fact that they were unarmed, and they came after them. And they ran into the house to get their weapons. and the Goyim ran into the house after them. And they, because of the pressure, right, the lachatz, they trampled each other. They killed more of each other by trampling than the Goyim eventually killed them with their weapons. So they saw it was mamish pikuach nefesh to be able to carry their weapons and not leave the weapons there even after the battle, because they still were in danger. So they were misakein that they could carry their weapons even if there wasn't any clear pikuach nefesh, because ultimately it could end up in pikuach nefesh, at least a suffic pikuach nefesh. Rashi. Va'afilu tuva yosem arba alothim bitmiya. Where they're not overlapping, all you can do is go 2,000 amas from where you were told that you're not needed anymore. It's not to tell me that they have unlimited length, but they have unlimited permission to carry their weapons back. But only 2,000 amas. The time of forest will come on. We don't say that since the battle's over, there's no need now for the weapons. But like the Maisa happened, there's still a need, there's still a suffic pikuach nefesh, even after the battle. Whereas Dim Lahatzel Shani, Mishiyotzer Bershus, Tamas Nisa, Nikolov, May Beidus Achodesh, Uvechachoma Habor Lialit, Aval Habor Lahatzel, May Oivim, Yesh Lachus, Shema Oivim, Yirdufu Acharov, Hilka Chafil Tuva, Nomi Yukonsu Be'ir. Right? Maybe there's a difference between when you go out for a battle. Or are the other cases? The other cases, once the pikuach nefesh is over, it's over. Either you weren't needed, or you weren't needed and you finished. But by the battle, they permitted you to go back as much as you need. And Mara says, no, you can't say that. Because we have a Beferish Mishnah that says that even going out to battle, you only have 2,000 amas. So they had that whole Dalad Amas of the Chotzer where they came into the Beis HaMikdash to give Eidus. Beyond that, they couldn't walk up an inch. The Habola Hatzuman Agayas, the Komer Alpai, in the Sulo, and it says Beferish in that Mishnah that it applies the same thing to a person who went out to battle. And our Mishnah seems to say that they can go back as much as they want. Right, the first house outside the choma, they leave their weapons. So the enemy spotted them and they ran after them. They ran into the house to get their weapons and they trampled each other. Okay. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok omer lo kasha. We have one Mishnah that seems to say they're allowed to go back no matter how much it is. On that, the Gemara gave one answer. It doesn't mean they can go back as much as it is in length. They can go back even with their weapons, but they can only go 2,000 amas. And now Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok says a different answer. Lo kasher. Kansha nitzchu Yisrael is at umos ha'olam. When we won the battle, then there's no pikuach nefesh anymore to take your, what's it called, to walk more than 2,000 amas. So you only have 2,000 amas. Kansha nitzchu umos ha'olam is atzman. But with the goyim, were victorious, as atzman is a kinui. Should have said shenitzchu umos ha'olam is Yisrael. But didn't want to say such a lashon klala, so it said it as atzman. They were victorious over themselves. Means over us. Then, we're afraid that since they won the battle, if we don't get out of there as far as you can, it's still pikuach nefesh. So they let them go as far as they want. Rashi. Nitzchu Yisrael, alpayim v'sulo. If we won the battle, you can only go 2,000 amas. Nitzchu mosa olim chosim komra filu tuva. If they won the battle, then you can go back as much as you want because it's always a chashash of sakon. Omer of Yehuda Marav, Nochrim Shitzoru Alayoros Yisrael, if you have Goyim that come to fight, they make a siege, so Ein Yotzim Aleim B'Kli Zayinu, you can't go out and fight them with weapons. Ve'ein Mechalim Es HaShavas, you can't be Mechal Shavas in any way. Tanya Nami Hochi, Nochrim Shitzoru, right, Bamed Vorm Amurim, when do we say that? Kishibo Aliske Mom, they only came for money, there's no Sakonis Nefashis. They came to steal some sheep, they came to steal some grain, right? So then you can't be Mechal Shabbos to go out against them because it's not Pikuach Nefesh. Elamai, you lose your money. So you have to lose all your money not to be Mechal Shabbos. If it's only a matter of loss of money, then you, if you can't do it without Chil Shabbos, you can scare them away, what's it called? Fine. But if you're going to have to carry or do any other malacha and it's not Pikuach Nefesh, then it's awesome. Avo Boal Iske Nefashis. If they came and there's a danger to life, if you don't fight them, right, then it could be they'll kill people, right, even a Suffolk. Yotzen Aleim B'Chli Zayinu, then you're allowed to go with your weapons, and Mechal, and Shabbos, do anything you need, because it's Pikuach Nefesh. Uve'ir Asmucha L'Sfar, in a city that's on the border, Afilu Lo Bo L'Iske Nefesh, Sal Al'Iske Tevim V'Kash, Yotzen Aleim. On a border city, even if the Goyim came just for money, they came just to steal some hay, you can be Mechal Shabbos. Because then it's Suffolk Nefashis. Because if the Goyim capture that area, then it's going to be easier. What's going to be, the people over there are going to be much more in danger because they're on a border, what's it called, situation. And now the Goyim are going to get the border a little bit closer. Yotzen Aleim B'Kli Zayinu Mechal Aleim Es HaShabbos. Rashi. Ein Yotzen Aleihem. Right, but if they come just for monetary things, just in, after money, then you can't be Mechal Shabbos. Unless it's a city that's near the border, Lusfar, Irshim Abdelis being Gvul Yisrael Gvul Ha'umos, Yotzim Aleim Shemi Yukedua, because we're afraid maybe they'll take over the city. They won't kill anybody. They'll take over the city. Umisham Teinoch Ha'aretz Yikavish Lefneim, and then there'll be a greater sakana for the future. For the people who live closer to the border. Omer of Yossi, by Minyumi, Omer of Nachman, Ubavel ki iras mucha l'sfar damya. Bavel is like a city that's near the border. Bavel wasn't a city, it was a country. So, v'targuma Nahardoa. And they explain, Bavel means over here the city of Nahardoa. And even though Nahardoa wasn't on the border, but it was the last city the Jews lived. So for Jews, if that city would have been taken over by Goyim, then the Jews would have been exposed closer to the Goyim than they were before. So it's considered like a city that's on the Sfar. Rashi, Targuma, Ezu Ir B'Bovel Dehavi Smuchel Sfar, Nardoa, Shoyse Smuchel Enochri Mitzad Echot, Ulayorosh Yoshem Ebenei Gola Mitzad Sheni. That was the buffer between the Jewish cities in Bavel and the Goyish cities in Bavel. So if they would have taken over Nardoa, the buffer would have come closer, and it would have been easier for the Goyim to have control and endanger the lives of Jews. Okay, Dorash Rav Dostoy Dimin Biri. Right now, we're going to go through a little agadita. Rav Dostoy from Biri said, "My dechsi vayahidu leDavid leimor hinei plishtim luchamim bekiila vehem ashosim es hagronos." Right, the plishtim are coming to fight against us in Keila, and they are what's it called, stealing the grain, right? They're, So Tana Keila Ira Smuchel Svar Haisa. Keila was a city that was on the border. The Hemlo Boila Iske Tevin Vakash, the Khsiva Hema Shosim Sagramas. They were stealing the grain. They weren't coming to kill anybody. They were coming only to steal. Uksiv, Aisha David Bashem Lemor, Ha'elef Vikesi Vipleshtim, right, Ha'elef. David asked the Urim Vitubin, should he go and fight them or not? Vayomer Hashem al David, Leich Vikesi Vipleshtim. And the Rabbanishim told him, go and fight them. Voshatas Ke'ila, go save the city of Ke'ila. Maikam Iboile, what was the Shaila that David asked the Urim Vitubin? Ilema Ishori Iosir, Hare Beis Dino Shoshmuel Aramosikai. You don't ask the Urim and Thummim, Kshailas and Halach, Lo Bashamayim. Right? You could go to the Beis Din of Shmuel to ask whether it's mutter to fight them, since they're not coming for Pikuach Nefesh, they're only coming for to steal money. So to save the money of the people in Keila would not be okay to be Mechal Shabbos. So what was Ella? Imaslach Yilomaslach. It was clear that he could go and fight. The only shaila was he going to be successful or not? That he asked the Urim V'Tumim. So he asked the Urim V'Tumim if he's going to be successful or not. But he already had asked the shaila in Halacha, and he obviously was going to fight. He wasn't asking the Rabbanu Shalom, should I go or not, but am I going to be successful or not? So it was only, what's it called? It was only money, dekanami. That the answer shows what the question was. The question wasn't, is it mutter to go or not? The question was, will I be matzliach or not? Shema minos. You see from here that the fact that it was mutter was understood, even though it was only a matter of money. Right? If that's the case, then what's the chiddush over here? Right? How do we know then it was Shabbos? The question was a halacha question, can I go and fight or not? Then obviously it was Shabbos, because otherwise what's the Shabbos? And the answer was, yes, you can go and fight. But now they were saying that that wasn't the question. We don't even have anywhere where it says he asked a question about going to fight. He just wanted to know if he's in Masliach or not. Maybe he didn't ask any question. Maybe it was during the week that this happened. And he was looked at the fight because it was during the week. And his question was, will I be Masliach or not? Where is there any remez in this pasuk anymore that he asked a shaila? Right? So it says, since he was Moser Nefesh, to go and fight, right? It's called the Milchama. And Moser David Nafshe Tosus says, Oleh, right? Even though they only came for money things, but he went and put his life in danger with his soldiers to fight them for money. And he had to ask for a bonus from his Masliach or not. It means it was a really big danger. So Mistama, what's it called? You're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos for such a thing. Because if you wouldn't be allowed to Mechal Shabbos, and it wouldn't be considered Pikuach Nefesh enough for Shabbos, how is it Pikuach Nefesh enough to go make a war and put your soldiers in danger? That's how Tosus learns what the raya was. Okay. Misha Yosha Bederech, V'omad V'ro, Harehu Somach Le'ir. A person was traveling before Shabbos, and he sat down. And he didn't realize that he's within the tum of the city. He sat down, and he assumed that his tchum is going to be another 2,000 amas. That's where he was called the shvisa. And then, he sees that he's within 2,000 amas of the city. He could have had kavana to make his tchum in the city. Right? He could have said, I'm within 2,000 amas. Within 2,000 amas, you can be mechaven, right, to make your shvisa where you want. So, since he didn't have kavana, lo yikonis, he's not allowed to go into the city. He can't say that he made his shvis in the city. His shvis is where he made it, even though he made it by mistake. Divrei Rav Meir. Rabbi Yehuda omer yikonis. Rabbi Yehuda says no. Since it was a mistake, he's within 2,000 amas in the city, he gets the tchum of the city. Omer Rabbi Yehuda maisa hoya v'nichus Rav Tarfon b'lo miskavin. And Rabbi Yehuda said there was a maisa with Rav Tarfon, and Taka, the same exact case. And he went into the city because it was a mistake that he wanted to become the shvisa outside the city. Rashi, Mishiyosha baderech lanuach shaya oyeh v'loha yodeya shu b'tchum ha'ir. He didn't realize he's within the tchum of the city. The chashchalo, and then it got to be Shabbos. Sham u'sha'amar. When he got up, rosh u'somach le'ir u'b'tchuma. He's within the tchum of the city. Lo yikonis le'ir lios kan she'ir. So he doesn't become like the people of the city. right, that he has all of the city plus 2,000 amas on either side. He has 2,000 amas from the place that he was resting, and that's it. And if they end up in the city, then that's where he ends. Because since he wasn't in the avir of the mechitzas of the city, when Shabbos came in, he doesn't have the whole city as dalad amas. Wherever his tchum ends, it ends.
He can physically enter the city with his own 2,000.
Yeah, if his own 2,000 go into the city, but he can't do anything more than that. Right, even though he didn't have in mind, Rabbi Yehuda holds he becomes within the tchum of the city, and therefore he can walk the whole city as if he was there when Shabbos came in, plus 2,000 amas to any side. Now, she tanya om Rabbi Yehuda ma'isa b'Rabbi Tarfon shohi mahalach b'derech the chash chalo the lawn chutz le'ir. Right, he got dark. And he camped in a place that he didn't realize was in 2,000 amas of the city. Next morning, v'shachris matzu roi boker, and next morning there were some shepherds, goyish shepherds, that were tending their sheep. Amr lo rebi harei ha'ir lefanecha, he comes. There's the city is in front of you. Why don't you go into the city? Nichnas v'yosher beis ha'medrash v'dorish kol hayom kula. So he went into the city, and it's mashma that he went all the way to the beis medrash. He didn't just walk to where he could stop. He walked to Mamash to the Beis Medrash, Mashma, that he was able to, what's it called, to go wherever he wanted to in the city. Amru lo, so the Chachamim, Reb Meir, said to him, Yisham Raya, what's the Raya? Shema Belibo Haisa. Maybe Reb Tarfon had in mind that he was within the Tchum of the city. It wasn't Shalom Midas, it was Midas. Where did you see in this Maisa that Reb Tarfon didn't know? Maybe he knew. Oh, or another possibility. Yeah, Taki, he didn't know. Just because the Roy Bucker told him, why don't you go into the city, doesn't mean he didn't know that before. They have to tell him also. Or, and even if you'll say that the fact that the Maisa has that the Roy Bucker told him is that he didn't know on his own, oh, Beis HaMedrash moved the Betok Tumahoya. Maybe the Beis HaMedrash was within those 2,000 Amas. That's why he went to the Beis HaMedrash. Not because he was allowed to go more than 2,000 Amas. The Beis HaMedrash was in 2,000 Amas. Rashi. Maybe he knew. And even if he didn't know, maybe the Beis Medrash was within 2,000 amas. You can't bring any raya from this mice.